Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to the show. This is Tina Marie, today's psychic for today's world. Welcome to WGGM Radio. Beautiful day here in Florida. I hope everybody out there is doing good. A lot of snow, a lot of bad weather out there. It is winter. I have a daughter up there in North Dakota. Please, everybody, you know, send prayers up to everybody that's being influenced by the weather. All right. It is the 28th of December. Just a few more days of this year. I bet a lot of people are glad this year's over, ready to wipe this year off and get into a new year, fresh starts. We do have quite a few callers. Thank you very much. I'm going to be taking calls today on the program. One question, psychic mini reading. We can talk dream interpretation, spirituality talk, paranormal talk. If you would like to, you know, if you have a question, I've worked in the paranormal now for, you know, 20 years or more, and had several groups still active in the paranormal. At this time, though, I primarily just, my group, we like to do residentials, help individuals with what's going on in their home. All right, so if you have questions, please come on over to my website, www.misstina.com. It's only me today on the switchboard, so just bear with me. I cannot, for some reason, get the chat room to come up. I'm going to try one more time, because normally, as a rule, we do have interactive chat room, but it's just taking its time. So what we're going to do is, one more time, if you'd like to call into the show, the number is 347-237-5339. And callers that have called in, if you'd like to speak with me, please go to your phone and hit 1 so I know you would like to speak with me. All right, we're just going to wait a moment about the chat room. I do apologize. We'll work on that in just a minute. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. Please remember, this is a positive exchange of energy. Keep it cool, people. Keep it cool. All right, let's go over here. Area code 203, was you wanting to speak with me today?
Hi, Tina. How are you? Happy New Year to you. Merry Christmas.
And thank you. Thank you very, very much. All right. What's going on with you?
I'm struggling with work and finances. I'm wondering, what do you see coming in the new year for me? I'm hoping for things to change and work and finances to get better.
Yeah, I feel your nervousness. I really, truly do. Can I have your name?
It's Pat.
Hey, Pat. And your date of birth?
7/12/53.
All right, Pat. I got you, gal. Bless your heart. I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm not seeing too much movement. You know, don't freak out or anything, but I just really, truly don't see. The first thing that's coming around is all the way into the end of February. There's something about there's going to be motion around you in February as far as work is concerned. But I don't know. You're going through like a little dry spell. But then February, yeah, I feel real dry. It's dry around you. It's time to reinvent. It's time to, you know, and you've done it 1,000 times in your life. I know you have. You've done it 1,000 times. Now make it 1,001. And do it with, you know, instead of feeling defeated, depleted with this, really sit down and listen to what is being brought to you, because you're more intuitive than what you think.
Uh-huh.
You really, truly are. It's just all the noise. You got to shut that noise off, because you are in a verge of a reinventment. It may be the same work, but a different angle. I do think, but then it moves on into April and May. May and June, all the way into June, May and June. So now is the time for reinvention. It's time. Right now is the time for everybody, take a chance. Reinvent. And the energy is with you. Pat, the energy is with you. But I'm going to tell you, it's time to rest and just regroup. Perfect timing. Get ready for the next year. Make it your year. All right, Pat, thank you so much for calling into the show. If you'd like to, you know, have a personal reading with me, a longer one, please go over to www.misstina.com. I do have a couple of specials going on just for phone readings. All right, God bless her. She's got to bring up her energy. We're going to pop over here to area code, let's see, 860. You're on air.
Hi.
How you doing today?
Good, and you?
Pretty good? Good, good. All right, what can I try to help with you today? What would you like to talk about?
I'd like to talk about the new year and a committed relationship for me. Yeah.
You're looking for a committed relationship.
Yep.
And work, you said? We have a little bit of an echo.
Okay, you know what? Hold on 1 minute. Well, not even a minute. Hello? Is this better?
Hello? Hello?
Yep, I'm here.
There, that's
can you hear
a little
me?
Bit better. Okay, you're looking
okay.
for career and a long-term relation.
Yes.
Oh, my. All right, what I want you to do is just take a deep breath and relax for me. Give me your date of birth and first name if that's cool with you.
Sure, it's 1216 and it's Amla. That's my name.
I got to tell you something. You are a very strong woman.
Yes.
You made me sit back. You made me sit back in my chair. I'm going to tell you, you don't stop, gal. Do you think you got time for a relationship? I mean, my God, woman. Can anybody catch you? Put it that way. Okay, hold on. I mean, Lord have mercy. You busy all the time. And your mind also.
Well,
has anybody ever told you that? I'm sure they have. Lord have mercy. You're very, very strong, and you've been this way ever since you were a little feller.
Yeah, I was, but people tried to stop me. It's because they were afraid of, because I speak my truth, and truth begets truth. And if people don't like it, well, that's their problem.
There
it
is.
I cannot speak my truth. Yeah.
Yep. Well, and I'm going to tell you, you couldn't lose what you've got right now. The mentality of yourself, you couldn't lose it if you wanted to. And the one thing I want to say to you, I keep seeing a brick building. I believe it's church. There's something with religion or something with you. I just got a flash of it. That's very important to you in the background.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm being honest with you. It's your faith, your direction. That's the one thing about you that keeps you strong. Boom, and I love it. Go for it, girl. And there's another thing about, family. Family around you, but yet, you know, you're a straight shooter, aren't you, gal? I mean, it goes into all parts of your life and et cetera. So let me not deviate from that. I'm just going to, as far as work is concerned, you will always work.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You'll always work. That fear not. Your basics are always going to be covered for you. As far as a long-term relationship, it's going to be what you want it to be. You see, because a lot of times, you know, you got to adapt your personality a little bit to help. You know what I'm saying. I'm being honest with you.
Yes.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a straight shooter, but sometimes you got to just, you know, kind of let go of that trigger a little bit. Let go of the trigger
a little
bit.
Yeah, I know, and I worked on it. You pinpointed me, because this year, 2016, I kind of eased up, not be so aggressive with,
well, that's
me too.
Seeing the reflection of me with you, that means, oh gosh, you're going to have to lighten up. You're going to have to quit being so direct. Hey, it's cool for a while, but then after a while, it turns into almost a negative.
Got it. Okay.
Got it.
So do you see anything coming?
And once we can get it. Pardon me?
Sorry. Do you see anything in the upcoming few months or no?
That is a relationship. The one thing, you are always going to have people around you. But as far as a stick forever relationship, I'm not seeing it in 2017. But that does not mean you aren't going to meet somebody. Because, see, you're going through your little butterfly transformation again.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's a revolving door. You got to always change. We can feel a certain way, but it seems to be affecting your personality, and you have a wonderful personality. But when we take on the hardships of life and we just wear it, it's not very pretty to other people.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm so guilty of it. Oh, God. And it's a learning lesson for everybody. Lighten up a little bit and let love come on in. And it will.
Oh. Okay.
I'm telling you. So you just absolutely.
You're right on. You're right on. I think that should be my. I mean, I just had the birthday anyway. It's a New Year's resolution. I got to lighten up a little bit.
That's it. Because, I mean, nothing's going to, you know, our hardships and the things that have just made us who we are today does not need to define our personality.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
That's right. Good luck to you. And I will hear back from you. I'm almost positive. What a beautiful energy. Thank you
so much. And Happy
All
New
right.
Year. Happy 2017. Thank you.
We're going to have one, gal. Just keep on going. And remember, we got a little bit of lipstick and a smile.
Okay.
A little bit of lipstick and a smile. We'll go far in life. Thank you so much for calling in. All right, if you would like to call into the show today, the number is 347-237-5339. What a strong energy she was. Love it, love it, love it. And once again, everybody, you know, it's so difficult when we walk around and we've been through so much. Everybody out there, I don't care who you are, has had issues in the past, present, you know, and just trying to maneuver through this life that we've been given. But I'm going to tell you, the first thing is just stop still. Quit going in the motion of the negativity and try to collect yourself. Yeah, buddy, and that's a hard thing to do. Take these few days before the first of the year to, you know, ground yourself and get level again and get ready to release this darn year. Yes, I said darn year. It's been a real, real tough year for me and a lot of folks out there. All right, let's go over here. I'm not even going to go to a commercial break. My goodness sakes, we are just loaded up with callers. Thank you so much for coming to Greater Good Ministry Radio. Please take a moment after the program and go over to the website and check out the different personality and hosts that are on Greater Good Ministry Radio. A lot of people, you know, a lot of people, let me jump over here real quickly. Greater Good Ministry Radio was founded back in 2006. This is a place where people can come, and it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's for different ideology, and it's for positivity. And please, come on over there and go on over, ggmradio.com. Please, go over and check it out. Get to know us. All right, let me jump back over here. It's just me on the switchboard, so thank you for being patient. Let's go over here and go to area code. Let's go to the. Somebody's been waiting for 17 minutes. Let's go over here to 646.
Hello, Miss Tina. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very, very much. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Tanya.
Hey, Tanya. Good. All right. What can we talk about today?
Okay, so I'm trying to, I'm in the process of applying for a grad. Well, first of all, let me just go back a little bit. I had a vision of a ghostwriter, and this is not the first time I had this vision. This is maybe the second or the third time, so I know my guides want me to probably hire a ghostwriter. I found one yesterday, okay, to help me with the business essay. He's a teacher. Am I going in the right direction? Or should I go into a different direction where I know he specializes in essay writing. He helps out with that. But I found another website where I'm able to hire a freelance writer. The freelance writers, some of them specialize into the business that I'm trying, into the school that I'm trying to get into. So I'm trying to figure out if I made the right decision to go ahead with the teacher, or should I choose somebody from this freelance website?
I think you did well. The energy around this is good. I'm being honest with you.
I believe you, Tina.
Well, I'm just going with the energy. It's not. I'm just telling you. But there is others that you are going to have to bring in. As far as, you know, out the shoot, the way you're just coming out of the shoot with this, I think you did good. And through this, you are going to find. And the other thing is, have you ever heard of Ozark?
No, what is that?
It's a publishing company.
Actually, yeah. I mean, if it's a publishing company, probably yes.
Okay, because I heard that in the back of my head. So the first thing is getting things corrected, you know. Hey, I'd hire a teacher in a New York second, too.
Okay, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then it's just progression. It's progression. Mm-hmm. You're going to learn when they present something to you. If it's not right, you got to continue. I feel good about this, and good luck to you.
Thank you so much. Oh, I'm so happy I made the right decision. Okay.
Well, I mean, that's not
thank
the only
you.
Decision you're going to be making, because I see other things popping. So, you know, this is just the first. This is just the first.
Okay.
The beginning of it.
Okay.
So, you know, hey, keep your head clear and make the decisions
yes.
that is going to manifest the best for everybody. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
you're
ma'am.
Doing right.
Yes, yes, yes.
You're,
all right,
doing...
I'll give you a call back later. All right.
All
just
right.
So happy.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. So, actually, I probably more than likely will be booking a reading with you because I talked to you several months ago, and you gave me some advice on something, and I took it, and I'm still working on it. I can't talk about it now, but once everything gets rolling, I most certainly will call you back because I have to give you
okay.
a donation.
I'm going to tell you, I can see the energy, but you're the one that has got to do the work.
Okay.
You know
sounds
that,
good.
Right? And your energy
yes,
feels
oh,
good,
yes.
by the way.
Thank
yes, energy,
you. You
right.
think I'm a good person. I've been through so much. So I'm on the right path now.
It feels good, gal. It feels good.
Okay, thank you.
You know, it may take a little
awesome.
Bit longer than what you think to manifest, but you know what? That's okay.
That's good.
Get your mind in that good place. In the good place.
Okay.
Stay out of the dark.
Okay.
Stay out of the negative. All right, I'm going to go on to the next caller. God blessings to you.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Okay, bye-bye, Tina.
All right, bye-bye, darling. All right, let's go down here. Let's see. I've got two live mics. Hold on here. Got to go down to the next. Hey, we got about 12 minutes left of the show, everybody, so if you'd like to call in, the number is 347-237-5339. All right, let's go down here. I believe I'm going down here to area code 336. You're on air.
Hi, Miss Tina Marie.
How you doing?
Fine. This is Dara Scott.
Hey, Dara. Oh, I need some energy, girl. I need some good, clean, positive energy.
You know you got it.
Absolutely. You sound good. You sound good. How's the weather in your neck of the woods?
It's okay. I was just in Delaware. It's okay. It's better than Delaware is, so I like it.
I would imagine. All right. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, I just found out on Christmas Eve that I am pregnant.
Dara. I had to take a drink of water. Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, so.
Got me all bubbly. See, my hair standing up.
Really?
Standing up. And I'm going to say something. It's left field. You ready? It's left field. One soul went out and one soul came in.
I believe that, huh?
It did.
What does that mean? One soul went out and one came in. What's that mean?
Somebody close to you passed away.
Okay. All right, so I know that's what it is. That's why these dreams, that explains the dreams. I've had some intense dreams in the past 4 days.
Wow. I don't have hairy arms, but if I did, gosh. Lord, bring in the energy, that's all right. The one thing I got to tell you is, you know, things aren't perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes a preaching gal. Here comes a preaching. This is for you, you alone. Only you, my darling.
Yes.
Thank the world of you. And here we go. You brought the energy. Golly, bum, you brought the energy. You're a little bit like your daddy.
Yes.
You.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay, the first thing I'd like to say to you is things are not always perfect.
Yes.
And it's very, very important that you understand that. Nothing will ever be perfect. But things can be very, very good. Things can be very, very good. And, you know, the one person that I know that is you are so strong. You're such a brilliant young woman.
Thank you.
You are. There's a reason. There's a reason, and there's going to be a way. You know that.
Yes.
Yep. Whatever the decision, you know, your decision is really affecting, what's going on around you is affecting your health right now. You know that.
Yes.
Yes, the vibration is really atrociously off. And mine would
you
be
said
too.
My vibration is? What'd you say?
I said mine would be also. So it's normal, but just be careful with this.
Yes.
And we're going to have a private conversation. We're going to hook it up for this afternoon so you and I can speak off air. Boop, boop.
Okay.
Is that cool with you?
That is fine with me.
All right, there. We're going to close this down. Let me get to
you. Yeah, just message me later.
Yeah, we're going to talk.
Okay.
Love and light to you, girl. Thank you for calling
in,
but we're going to have a little personal chat later, all righty?
Okay.
It's all good, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It always is.
Oh, yep, surprise.
All right.
All right, we'll talk
to you
later.
Thank you.
We're going to pop over here to area code 917. You're on air.
Hello. Is that me?
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, hi. My name is Ashiel. How you doing?
All righty. What can I help you with today?
I have a question regarding a friend of mine. I don't know if you knew his name or not, but we had a fallout about 2 years ago, and we finally made peace, you know, and I'm trying to see if he had good intentions towards me or if it's his friendship, you know, where it's going from here.
You had a disagreement with a friend, sir, is what you said?
Yeah, we had a fallout.
And you want to know if things are cool between you two?
Yeah, if they have good intentions, because I'm not sure. You know, now we're talking now, you know, so I just want to make sure.
Well, the one thing I've got to tell you, but once a friendship has been broke, it's going to come back tenfold great, or you're always going to have that, you know, you're always going to have that crack. But
okay.
At this time, I am not feeling any revenge on his part or anything.
Okay.
On your part, you need to relax a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I'm a little, you know, I'm careful. You know, I'm like, should I go for it? Should I just walk away? I don't know, because sometimes people come back.
Well, people are going to disappoint you. So you really need to bring down your expectations of everybody, and especially a friend.
Yeah.
Because nobody's perfect. You got to bring it down. You know, betrayal is one thing. You know, lying to you is another thing. But I'm just saying basic things in life that may, you know, your outlook may not be their outlook. So the little things you better be careful with. Just let it go. Let it go and let it be naturally. They all, you know, have you ever heard of the old saying, let the dust fall?
Yeah.
Let the dust settle?
Mm-hmm.
Let it
be.
Just let that dust settle. And, you know, a lot of times people say, you know, you can't go back the way things were. And I got to be honest with this. I feel that.
Okay.
But I do not feel any energy coming towards you in a negative. You know what I mean? They're not sitting there wishing bad luck on you and blah, blah, blah. I'm not getting that at this point.
Okay. So, that makes me more comfortable. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right. You have a wonderful new year.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All right, everybody. We are running out of time. And I do apologize. I was not able to get up the chat room. But I'm going to work. It's just me on the switchboard today. And it's okay. It's all good. You know, if you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, please come on over to my website, www.misstina.com. And check out my two specials. I have a couple of phone specials, 15 minutes for $25, or 25 minutes for 45. Please take advantage of that right now before the, you know, hey, come on over, check it out. 15 minutes, 25 minutes with me. Let's get you going with a new year. And once again, I'd like to tell everybody, please come on over to the website at Greater Good Ministry Radio. It's all inspirational all the time, 24 hours a day. The new year is a-coming, and we're going to be having, Barbara will be having more ghost guests, you know, coming to the programming. It's wonderful. Everything from cooking to psychics to spirituality to, you know, self-improvement is a lot of wonderful programming. Please do go over to it's WGGM, Greater Good Ministry Radio. All right. If you'd like to get a hold of me, please, once again, come on over to the site, www.misstina.com. All right. Love and light to everybody, and I will be back next week, same time, same place. Nothing but love and light to you. Bye-bye.